Awesome, Katie. Thanks for those updates. That's right. I'm joined here by Peter San of Zenatta, Chief Analyst. Peter, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So, Peter, we're talking about the state of shipping going into 2024, but really, let's start to break down some of the things that's happened in 23 and what have been some of the biggest impacts or things that you think has been really made the biggest wave on the whole segment or industry right now that are going to be talking points going into the next year.
I think in many ways, 2023 have been a year of transitioning. We had the COVID, the crazy COVID years, and 2024 is soon in the making in terms of overcapacity, lower freight rates for spot and long term, and still consumer spending being under pressure. We've seen that develop throughout 2023, and I see while global supply chains have been unwinding their obstacles, they occurred and battled during the COVID years. We do not need to look much further than Red Sea right now to see that there are still some obstacles that needs to be cleared. It's not smooth sailing by any means coming into 2024.
So, Peter, it's great to have you with us to kind of give us our 2023 wrap-up when we appreciate you coming on the show. Zenatta, you guys have a really good kind of pulse on the finger of ocean shipping, and that has seen or been a segment that has really kind of seen just a very muted year for us. We know that rates have come down off of their astronomical highs, and service levels have really started to increase, and it's led some carriers to sit here and just kind of flounder. They've had a lot of new builds maybe coming into their fleet, and they don't know if there's the actual demand for all the capacity that they're bringing online. Can you give us a little bit of an overview about your thoughts on the ocean side of things for the year and kind of where they sit headed into 2024?
I think from a carrier perspective, there is still ample room to improve the services that that they sell to the global shippers. By one measure only, the global reliability percentage, where Sea Intelligence is measuring the performance of carriers being on time or being late, we're still sitting some 15 to 20 percentage points below where we should otherwise be. So even though we are still transitioning to the next normal being one where there's ample capacity around, where there will be more ships idle than simply because of demand not necessarily matching that of, say, new build capacity being fed into the global services. And I think also looking at 2024, there are new ETS, EU ETS emission trading scheme coming into Europe, something that shippers should also watch out for. So there are things that we've talked about a lot in the year that is soon to get by, but also something that everybody needs to be aware of, that uncertainty coming into 2024, how to handle that. And I think we will not find, say, the smooth sailing come about in the early stages of 2024 due to many crazy disruptions also still happening in the global supply chains. One developing story that I take away from 2023 at least is the drought and the situation around the cutting of capacity in the Panama Canal, something that have definitely prompted some shippers and freight forwarders to rethink and redraw their services and their supply chains that used to go via the Panama Canal, now going via Suez Canal or around the Cape of Good Hope in order to make it from, say, origin to destination in, well, at least in due time, not getting caught in a line that's not moving anywhere.
And Peter, talking about that, some of those reroutings and disruptions, can you talk to some of those disruptions that are happening, especially around the Red Sea and what we've been hearing and really those kind of impacts that might go into 2024?
What we have seen around the Red Sea in the most recent weeks basically blew up completely during the weekend, where we had naval ships shooting down some 15 missiles coming in, aiming for merchant ships just passing by. That prompted more or less the entirety of top 10 container shipping carriers to pause their transits through the narrow strait of the lower sea of of the Red Sea, but also prompt now some of the carriers not to enter the Suez Canal from the Mediterranean side, simply because they find themselves in a little bit of limbo. Will this situation be dealt with shortly, or will it not? So they are pausing up there. Some of them are actively now rerouting around Africa. We see that not only for ships going from North Europe and Med, but also the front haul from Far East going up. So every stakeholder in the supply chains that is normally connected via the Suez Canal are in close touch with each other right now, drawing up contingency plans in order to make sure that the flow of goods are as undisrupted as possible. But the fact that we now have major container lines pausing their transit through the area, of course, is a massive destruction. Oh, sorry, massive disruption, that is.
So, Peter, headed into 2024, are you a little bit more optimistic about the kind of untangling that could happen of global supply chains? Or are you a little bit more pessimistic about with the continued global conflict and these other issues that we're seeing about things still staying a little bit more congested than they have been?
I think 2024, in many ways, will be a year that will bring around more optimism and more positive feelings in the supply chains as we come out of the terrible COVID years with record high freight rates and appallingly low service levels, and everyone's getting their goods either too late, not at all, or at a price level that they didn't ask for, right? So obviously right now, what we can see also on the Sendetta platform is that long-term rates where they are signed right now is coming down from most recent highs. Obviously, going into any new year, a key trade like Far East into Med or North Europe is it's crunch time now for tendering. So many discussions and negotiations are now being well informed by having the right data in front of you and trying to find out, okay, how much capacity do I actually need to transport my goods in 2024. So many obstacles have been cleared, but there are, as always, never a dull day in shipping. You always need to be aware of what comes next in our ocean freight rate 2024 outlook that we published 2 months back. We highlighted some of those obstacles that needed to be cleared, and of course from an operational perspective, having more capacity than required right now available from the carriers may be the silver lining to a situation that we have in the Red Sea right now. Because if I do a little bit of, say, rough calculation on what would be required in terms of ships and shipping capacity, if all services from Far East to North Europe were rerouted around the Cape of Good Hope, we would need like 50 extra ultra-large ships, right? That's a lot. That's like a million TEUs of capacity, more or less equal to what we see right now being idled. So it may be the one thing that cushions a little bit of the otherwise crush that we would see on a main artery of global trade like we see right now. But in all essence, I think what we are expecting from Sendetta in 2024 is a fleet growth that will exceed demand by some margin. We expect around 6 to 7% of more capacity around, and 2.5% of demand growth. So shippers should take advantage of this, but still ensure that if they need reliability more than anything, don't haggle the final dollar. Strike with your supplier and ensure that you get, say, the capacity set aside for your goods to move in 2024 as well.
Peter, thanks so much for joining us this morning. For those that want to reach out to you or learn more about Sendetta, how can they do that?
They should simply get in touch with Peter at Sendetta.com, and I will point you in the right direction up for my good colleagues that can not only pronounce their name correctly, but also learn you how to play around with the Sendetta platform in order to inform your logistics needs to the best extent possible. Thanks
for
having me.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And happy new year. We'll talk to you in 2024. Right now, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with more Freight Waves Now right after this.